RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. The field of addiction treatment has evolved dramatically over the years, and my guest, Jeff Smith, has not only had a front row seat, but has been a driving force to this evolution. Jeff is actively developing forward-thinking resources that help the recovery field keep pace with our increased technology capabilities. He's here with us today to discuss what's inspired him to pursue this work and what he thinks is on the horizon. Jeff Smith, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so like I said before, I mean, forward thinking, technology, you know, there's something always coming up that's new, evolving apps, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, but I think it's just going to keep on going in that direction. How do you research what's coming up, or how do you get inspiration, and what is it that has inspired you to kind of get into this line of work?
Sure. Yeah. So I'll start, you know, with the inspiration. You know, I have personal connections to people in recovery through my family, and so that's been, you know, I guess an easy way of putting it is, you know, I spent a good part of my, you know, 5, 6, 7 year old kind of years like in the rooms. So also skateboarding outside of them. Waiting for the music to get over. So it was near and dear to my heart. Had an opportunity to get into the space, you know, really also wanted to connect with somebody who was very, you know, enmeshed in it as an adult. And so that's when I met my business partner, Abhilash Patel, who has been in the space, has been helping a number of treatment centers with digital marketing. Is in long-term recovery himself, which, you know, is something that he would share with the audience if he was here. So proud of that. It's amazing. And he's just a tremendous individual and high integrity person, is very authentic. And it's been an absolute, you know, dream to work together. So I think together we both have a passion for marketing. And to me, that's really just understanding what people want, what people need, and trying to create solutions for them. And sometimes, you know, trying to, if whenever possible, to kind of even bring them things that are better and more than they would have ever expected, right? It's like, I guess if Henry Ford said, like, if you ask people, you know, what they wanted, they would have said a better horse or a faster horse or something like that, right, instead of a car. Right. So we try to be forward thinking. And so, you know, in the future for us, what that looks like is, you know, moving to more like mobile apps and having, you know, as an example, you know, if you think about even like recovery support group meetings, like there's just a really lack of super updated information with actual kind of user generated feedback on, you know, is this a support group where you can go, let's say an AA meeting, is it appropriate for kids, right? Or does it sound like you're in like a sailor's meeting, right? Or you shouldn't bring kids, or should you park in the back, or is it open or not? So we want to develop things like that. Another aspect we're working on is creating, you know, something that enables great treatment centers that just happen to, you know, not be at full capacity. For example, they're just, you know, they had someone not show up right last minute. We want to be able to utilize that excess capacity in a way that helps the treatment centers, you know, keep the lights on and have a great business, and also can provide lower cost treatment to people who otherwise might not be able to afford that, you know, really solid treatment center. And so we're working on creating efficiencies through technology. And I think that that's going to be a really exciting next, you know, few years as people start to be willing to adopt that, both on the consumer side and on the treatment center side. There's a lot of, you know, very small kind of mom and pop treatment centers that are great, right? There's this, you know, there's a 6-bed facility somewhere in some particular city right now that could be helping somebody that has 2 empty beds. That's not because they're not marketers, right? They're there to help people, and that's what they're good at. But we want to be able to help them connect with that person who should be showing up at their door tomorrow.
Oh, that would be so incredible, because there is so many people out there that don't, you know, have access to the help, but it would help both sides, you know, it would help the treatment center and, you know, for those people that Yeah, and you know, sometimes I think that like there's such an unpredictability to, you know, whether people actually show up or they don't, or they relapse or they, you know, they make it. So to have something that's a little bit more comprehensive would be great for everyone. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, exactly.
And that, go on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to say, yeah. And, you know, on that note, so like on rehabs.com, we've created a program called Client Reach, which is designed for, it's really designed for smaller treatment centers, ones that, you know, aren't going to have some massive advertising budget, aren't looking to connect with people on a nationwide basis, but are really just a specialty treatment center. So this enables them to go, they can do surveys for their alumni to show people how great their treatment center is. They can monitor their ratings and reviews and, you know, manage their reputation, and they can make their phones ring on a, you know, a small basis with the right people. And I think that that's something really difficult for smaller, you know, 6 to 15 bed type facilities that are often, you know, really specialized in something. They might treat, you know, women only, or they might treat, you know, men only with eating disorder, right? And that's so niche, very hard to market that. But that's what we want to help with, because if we can do that for them, then it means we're helping the consumers, right? We're helping them unearth the right place for them, even if it's in an obscure location and they otherwise wouldn't have been connected with that place.
Right. Yeah. And it's saving everyone time and energy and, you know, effort, because there are so many people that somehow wind up just wanting help, and they go anywhere that they can get in. And that's not necessarily the perfect fit for them. So trying to avoid
what we find with our users is like, if they can't get to what they're looking for, I mean, unfortunately, mm-hmm. they're in a place where it takes a lot of courage to even start the process of looking. And if something discourages them, it's very easy for, you know, especially an active, you know, practicing addict to essentially just go, you know what, this is too frustrating. Like, I'm going to bookmark this, I'll come back later. And they don't.
Exactly.
They don't come back. And that's, you know, we want to try to prevent that as much as possible.
And to help the momentum to keep going. Yeah, it is. It is. And it's really,
absolutely.
You know, like you said, it takes a lot of courage, and it's really, it's important that they feel like they're feeling like they're actually going to get help, that they're actually going to find hope, that they're actually going to have some guidance. And so when they just hit a wall like that, I know that it's so detrimental to them, you know, maybe taking the next wrong step.
Yeah, and we have a team of, you know, nearly 60 people that are, you know, everything from connecting with people on social media, whether that's Twitter or Facebook, YouTube. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, researchers that are, you know, writing white papers, pushing those out there to connect with, you know, academics and professionals. We invite pros to contribute content on our Pro Talk section and Pro Corner section on rehabs.com and recovery.org, respectively. We've got the forums. I mean, we try to be as much as we can to as many people as we can, because everybody communicates differently, or everybody asks for help differently. So, you know, we try to have all those resources.
It's really so extraordinary what you guys are doing. It's incredible. You're really just helping everybody find help and making sure that the stigma of addiction is lifted in a way that it hasn't been, you know, in the past. So I really appreciate it. Please tell everybody where they could find the websites one more time.
Thank you. Yeah, rehabs.com and recovery.org are the best places to start. The company is Recovery Brand. So if you'd like to connect with us, recoverybrands.com. And really appreciate you having us on the show. We're always trying to improve and get better, and these opportunities help us.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure. I'd love to have you back, and your partner could come back and come on sometime and join us also. And I know there's just going to be more, you know, more new and exciting things that are just going to keep coming up for your company and for you guys individually. So thank you. Very
Absolutely.
Grateful for having you on. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
We'll talk soon. Yeah, you're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Stay well, everybody. Thank you.